You're listening to the StoryCorps podcast. StoryCorps is a nonprofit supported by donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.
This week, the Senate struck down a bill that, if it had passed, would have repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy that prevents openly gay men and women from serving in the military. So today on the podcast, you'll hear from Kendall Bailey, who joined the U.S. Marines in 2001. 5 years later, he had worked his way up to sergeant, had been assigned to a Virginia recruiting office, and was considering becoming career military. But as he recently told his friend Don Davis, one day, his plans changed.
I was at a recruiting event, and I had my cell phone. I put it in the little Marine Corps Hummer that we had. And one of the other recruiters, a staff sergeant, went through my cell phone and saw some of the text messages that I had to my boyfriend. The atmosphere at the office just changed from that point on. So I wrote a letter to my commanding officer saying, you know, I'm gay. And the sergeant major basically said, you're not gay. It's a phase. You need to go through counseling. They sent me home. I couldn't show up for work for my safety, which I wasn't really concerned with because I could handle my own. But when you want to do something that badly and you've put 5 years of blood, sweat, and tears into it, and then all of a sudden it's not really an option for you anymore. It's a hard thing to take. On my discharge paperwork, it says RE4, and that means that I'm never, ever allowed to be in the military again, which sucks. I mean, if I could go back, I would.
How has your family responded?
Well, my family didn't find out I was gay until after I was discharged. I kept playing this role as if I was still in the Marine Corps. My dad and my stepmother decided that something was wrong, so they decided to take a trip out here. At the time, I had a boyfriend, and I was like, well, if I'm going to come out, I guess now is as good a time as any to do it. I said, I got out of the Marine Corps because I was gay. And my dad said, yeah? That's his answer to everything. I'm like, Dad, it's raining outside. Yeah? So it was assuring. I was happy about that. And my life changed dramatically when I got out. I'm able to hang out with my boyfriend and hold hands walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm very disappointed that I can't serve, but my feelings toward the military really didn't change.
It's just being equal is something that I think everyone deserves.
And obviously, we have a long way to go.
Bailey with his friend Don Davis in Virginia. You can hear hundreds of other stories on our website, StoryCorps.org. And while you're there, check out how you can record your own interview. As you may have heard us say before, we're an independent nonprofit, which means that your donations really count, especially now. Between today and October 31st, we have our first dollar-for-dollar match. That means if you donate to StoryCorps right now, a generous, anonymous donor will give us $1 for every dollar you give. Your $25 become $50, $50 becomes $100, and it really adds up. So go to StoryCorps.org/donate and make your donation count today. When you make your donation, tell us how you listen. Write podcasts in the comments section. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Nadia Raymond. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at StoryCorps.org.